we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to look at the topic, adultery. Many pictures in the Bible portray the Lord Jesus Christ and his relationship to the church. He is the suffering Savior giving his life as a sacrifice for our sins. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's the cornerstone upon which the church is built. He's the good shepherd who knows his sheep and cares for them. He's the living water and the bread of life. Of all the pictures that we find in the Bible, perhaps the one that best shows the intimate relationship between Christ and his people is the picture of him as the bridegroom and the church as the bride. This is the reason why adultery is such a tragic sin, because it is a sin that strikes directly at the relationship that binds Jesus Christ to his own. The Bible teaches that the marriage bond typically portrays this relationship of Jesus and the church. For this reason, any man who enters into an adulterous relationship places himself in a position where God must judge him. Yesterday I looked at three of the judgments mentioned by the book of Proverbs: a general promise of judgment, the potential for material loss, and the mental anguish that overcomes the guilty man. Today I'd like to look at the remaining three punishments mentioned by this practical book of the Bible. Proverbs 5:9 speaks of giving one's honor unto others. Proverbs 6:33 promises that a wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. This loss of dignity is the fourth punishment that God potentially can cause a man to experience. Many men have entered into an adulterous relationship in secret, only to find that they have brought themselves into open shame. This is the judgment of God. The Bible also points out a fifth area of judgment, the potential loss of strength that an adulterer may experience. Proverbs 5:11 warns of the sorrow that will come when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. Proverbs 31:3 warns the young man, give not thy strength to women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. The idea is that adultery may physically harm a man. The harm may relate to the creation of physical illness by the mental stress that the man must bear, or it may actually refer to the debilitating effects of venereal disease as it attacks the man's body. In either case, the results are highly undesirable, but the natural consequences of an action that strikes directly against God himself. The final punishment mentioned in the book is that of death. The house of the adulteress inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. The adulterer knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Six times the book of Proverbs warns that death awaits the guilty man. This is made even more serious by the fact that the Hebrew word Sheol can refer to spiritual death. An adulterer, therefore, not only takes the chance of breaking a temporal relationship with his wife, but he risks the possibility of losing an eternal relationship with God. How tragic to sell the possibility of eternal salvation for the price of a few moments of sensual pleasure. How much better to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and then to live in a way that honors him. Men, particularly Christian men, let me urge you today to rededicate yourself to personal purity and to avoid any temptation that would turn you away from your vows of faithfulness to your wife.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.